Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two men charged with felony assault and battery after fight with a broken bottle. Both men treated for injuries. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A fight between two men on Sunday morning resulted in four arrests and damage to a Campbell County Sheriff Patrol car. Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds said at around 10 a.m. on Sunday, a deputy was patrolling on Meeson Avenue when he saw a man bleeding in the front yard of a residence on nearby Harry Street. When the deputy arrived at the house, he saw several people start leaving the scene. According to the court affidavit, the deputy observed one of the men bleeding heavily from his chest and immediately requested EMS to respond to the location. The 30-year-old man, identified as Wilkerman Monsalpe, had a puncture wound and a deep cut starting on his left shoulder, running diagonally down his torso to his abdomen. The cut was around 3 inches deep, exposing bone. Another man, 36-year-old Luis Paez Flores, was seen walking east on Meeson Avenue with multiple cuts on the top of his head and forehead, and bleeding heavily. Law enforcement found him holding a broken bottle of Corona, which appeared to have blood on it. Both of the men were transported to the hospital for their injuries. During the investigation, Sheriff's Office investigator Josh Knittle received conflicting stories about what happened. Investigators believe that the fight may have been started after Lewis and his wife were arguing and Monsalpe stepped in and told him he wanted to go outside and talk about it. Knittle said that Paez Flores had a Corona bottle in his hand and pushed Monsalpe. Quote, "There were a lot of bottles thrown and broken in the process. Deputies are unsure if the bottle was broken by hitting Monsalpe over the head. While trying to conduct interviews, a language barrier complicated the situation, so Gillette police officers helped sheriff investigators translate. One vehicle left the scene when deputies arrived, and another tried driving off but backed into a deputy patrol car in the process. The driver, a 23-year-old man, was removed from the 2011 Chevy Traverse he was driving and arrested for DUI. The 60-year-old man driving the other vehicle was also arrested for driving without a valid license. After being treated at the hospital, both Monsalpe and Paez Flores were arrested and transported to the Campbell County Detention Center. They were both charged with felony aggravated assault and battery. Their preliminary hearing has been set for September 5th. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.